Sports in the Morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
We're into the 9 o'clock hour, 9:07. Boomer in the Morning along with Ryan Pinder. We'll hear from our NFL insider, Jason Lacanfora. The New England Patriots look like they've added a new face to their backfield. And before the top of the hour, what you want to talk about? We'll let you have your say this morning, as always. But right now, it's time for Pools and Props.
This is Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Choose the winning teams today and be a legend with Sports Select. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
As always, we bring in Scotty Taylor to walk us through and give us some advice with Sports Select Pools and Props. Last week, we figured this was going to be a cakewalk. And as it turns out, and this is kind of one of the neat things about pools, Scotty, even if you say go 12 for 13, you're thinking, okay, well, I'm hooped. I didn't get all of them. Last week was one of those weeks, and I'm betting a ton of it's on Denver losing to the Rams. Nobody that played Sports Select Pools last week went 13 for 13. So they go, okay, who was 12 for 13? And they still cut up the dough and hand it out. So 20 shares that went 12 for 13 last week won $16,000.
It's incredible, the money that's involved in this. And I think you're right. I'll bet everybody had Denver.
Well, guys are ripping me on my Twitter page. Oh, you're so smart at Denver. Hey, well, yeah, me and everybody in the world. Even the Rams picked the Broncos to win that game.
I mean, the best part about this game is you can luck out and not have to pick every winner. $16,000 for picking 12 of 13. That's huge. And I don't think anybody boxed Denver St. Louis either.
No, there's no need. You save that box.
Well, apparently there was.
Well, yeah.
That's what the Rams. Yeah. The Rams have me scared to death this week.
Yeah, I know.
Even on the road.
You have a chance this week. If you find a way to kind of thread the needle, I think there's going to be very few winning shares this week, just kind of a hunch. Let's get started. How it works, you go to your local lottery retailer, you grab the pool sheet, you look for the game list on the through the little flippy thing there. That's what it's called. It's the flippy thing.
Flippy thing, yep. That's right.
And
Terms you use, Boomer.
Yeah, I'll dumb it down later. But you pick either the visitor or the home team. There's no point spread. It's just the straight-up victor in this one. And if you run the table, or again, like last week, if you go 12 for 13, you're going to win some money. So we'll start with game number one this week. Cleveland heading into Atlanta.
I don't have the same form you do. I was looking for the University of Manitoba Bisons at Montreal.
Oh, I see. There it is. There's a dig.
I had to put the shot in.
There's a dig. Yeah, there it is. All right.
It was supposed to be the Calgary Dinos at Montreal, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I like Atlanta.
That's all right. That's all right.
Wow. See how I worked that in? I dug you with that. Oh,
yeah, it was really subtle. Barely even noticed it.
That's the best part, was the subtlety.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Atlanta.
Yeah, I got Atlanta here. I'm not sure about Cleveland.
I think Johnny Football might get to play this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Hoyer got rocked last week.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Gordon back this week, boys, for Cleveland. It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Careful out there, Poolies.
All right. Tennessee heads into Philly.
Philly.
Eagles. New England, home to Detroit.
New England. Anybody ready to bet that it's New England and Green Bay in the Super Bowl?
Well, it's hard to, at least right now, how do you go away from New England with how they've been rolling?
Oh, wow.
Arizona is the only thing that would throw a little fly in the ointment, aren't they?
Yeah. Speaking of Green Bay, they're in Minnesota this week.
Green Bay by a lot.
Yeah. Are you going down for that thing?
I am indeed.
Yeah. You enjoy that.
Packers. It's cold. It's very, very cold press box.
Indy.
Packers by
home.
A bunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've got the Packers there too.
Yes,
Indy home
sure.
to Jacksonville.
Indianapolis, they must feel warm and fuzzy inside all year long to know they get Jacksonville twice.
Yeah.
Cold. This is going to be a blowout.
Houston, all of a sudden, kind of turning things around a little bit. They're home to Cincy.
I don't like Houston all that much, but I love J.J. Watt. I'm still not sold on Cincy, although I think they're probably pretty good. This would be one to box if you had four boxes, I think, but I'm going to take Houston at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans there as well. Cincy's been, the last two seasons, have to be a nightmare for bettors. Because just as soon as A.J. Green or Dalton or those guys, they suck you in, and then they look like they've never played the sport before. We've got Buffalo. If they can get the snow off the field in Buffalo, the Bills at home to the Jets.
There's talk today of Rogers Center.
Is that right, hey?
Yeah.
Because it's,
talk
what,
started
seven?
Today of Rogers Center. The snow in Buffalo. I think they'll play in Buffalo, and I think the Bills will win easily.
Yeah. What have they got, 7 feet or so? Five, seven feet worth of snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, and expecting more snow over the next couple days.
Just another couple feet, though, guys. Not too
yeah,
much.
Just a couple more feet.
Yeah, it's a light dusting.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills there as well. Chicago home to Tampa.
Chicago.
I got the Bears. Arizona in Seattle.
I almost boxed this one, but I am going to go out on a limb and take the Seahawks at home in the rain.
I boxed it.
Yeah.
Because if you were to tell me on Monday that Arizona beat Seattle, there'd be zero surprise or shock with how both teams have been going.
Tremendous defense in Arizona. Just outstanding. Yeah.
So I'm going to box that one up. St. Louis heads into San Diego.
I'm boxing this one.
Yeah.
I don't trust either team to play well. San Diego's does not have me. Phillip Rivers will never convince me that he's a winner. And St. Louis, Jeff Fisher might be coach of the year if he keeps this rolling.
I know.
I like St. Louis. I'm just going to box this one and not worry about it.
San Diego almost barely got by the Raiders last week at
home.
Yeah.
Twice this year they've barely got past the Raiders, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm taking the Chargers because I want to save my box. So I'll take the Chargers. The Dolphins head to Denver.
I like the Dolphins a lot, but Denver wins at home, so I'm going to take the Broncos.
And they'll be surly, I would suggest,
I would
the Broncos. I've got Broncos there as well. Washington into San Fran.
San Francisco.
Yep. Dallas visiting the Giants.
Dallas.
I've boxed it, so I've used both of my boxes there. Dallas off the bye, Romo. It's tricky for me. I don't know which way to go. It seems like these two play every like two or three weeks, it seems?
Yeah, it seems like.
I'm going to box that one, so I'm done, leaving the final game. New Orleans home to Baltimore.
See, that's the great thing about the boxes. I don't even have to worry about it. I got one left.
There you go. So you've boxed that one up. I am going to take the Ravens on the road.
Wow.
In New Orleans.
This is last chance week for the Saints.
They had gone over a year, boys, without a home loss. This would be a third consecutive home loss if they fall to Baltimore Monday night.
Yep.
Yeah. And they've killed me. And granted, this will be just what they need. I'll go against them, and they'll pick up a win. So thank me in advance, Saints fans, because I'm taking the Ravens in this one. So that's how it goes, pools and props. If you want to box it, a box means a guaranteed win, costs you more dough, but you just shade in both the home and visitors aside, and you're guaranteed to win, but it is going to cost you extra. You can take as many as four boxes. If you box four this week, that leaves you 10 games that you need to pick. It'll cost you $80, we always say. Find some buddies, throw a 20 in each, sit down, have some lunch, and figure out which way you're going to go, and then you could be a winner with pools and 16 grand for 20 people.
Wow.
Each of the 20 gets 16, and they didn't even have to be perfect because that money goes out every single week no matter what. We also get into the prop bets, Sports Select props. The hockey ones, for whatever reason, pay more than the football. There is one football one I like, but I also like making money, so I don't know if I want to even include a football one on my ticket. Where are you on props this week?
Oh, I'm solidly in hockey. It's the mostest, funnest thing you can do.
It is pretty good.
It's really fun. And it makes a game like Minnesota and Philadelphia interesting if you've got somebody, right?
Yeah.
Like, because who really cares about Minnesota and Philadelphia?
And I know that one feels like an easy one, doesn't it? The Minnesota-Philly game on this one?
Yeah, it looks like it's 235 in your pocket, doesn't it?
Yeah, Wayne Simmons versus Matt Cook.
Yeah,
that's just points, not penalty minutes, right?
No, yeah. and
or headshots,
or exactly. But the most interesting part about it is that Matt Cook doesn't even play that much.
Yeah, it's
and Wayne Simmons plays all the time.
All the time.
So one's going to hit him in the head and maybe go in. So you got to love Simmons in that one for a free $2.35.
Okay, I'll let you roll through your ticket.
Okay, I have Subban over Steen, St. Louis at Montreal, because I'm not sure St. Louis is going to score. I have Blake Wheeler tonight because it's going to be 3-1 Winnipeg or 2-0 Winnipeg or 1-0 Detroit. And it's not going to be a lot of goals, and if Winnipeg scores, it'll be Wheeler over Justin Abdelkader at 245. I like that number. Spezza and Yandel, Arizona and Dallas, that'll be a low-scoring game, too. I'm going to take the tie at 250. As much as I like Mark Giordano, I'm going to take Jonathan Toews tonight in Calgary at 235. And Getzlaff against Sedin. A tie really looks good to me in that one. Those are two guys who are probably going to get on the scoreboard without any question. I'm just going to say they both get the same number of points. I'm going to take the tie in that one at 250. A $20 wager pays $3,974.40.
It's nice, though. Yeah, that really is nice, though.
And you know, I've already got a winner because Simmons is going to outscore Cook. I've already got one.
I know that, and again, that's $20, $3,000. It's like, okay, well, is that ever going to happen? I'm going to do a four-game ticket just to show you, even four. You don't need to do your five or six. Four. I'm going to take Wayne Simmons to get more points than Matt Cook. I'm going to take Steven Stamkos to outpoint Phil Kessel.
Right.
I'm with you on Wheeler. Wheeler over Abdelkader. And Matt Duchene over Mike Green.
Mm-hmm.
Four there. $20 would pay me $622.
And that's like, yeah, you. I mean, you have a gimme.
Well, it feels like it. You can go and you can add the extra games, and you can really kind of dig in to win like $5, $10, $20, $30 grand. Or if you're okay just winning $600 on a $20 ticket, that works for you too. Now, Pinder, did you put a props ticket together?
I've got one here, and I'm totally with you, boys, that Wayne Simmons is free money against Matt Cook, unless we're measuring headshots, as he said, Boom, which we're not.
Yeah.
So let's just run with the money from Simmons. Stamkos against Kessel. I mean, the way the Leafs are reeling, when you're getting blown out by Buffalo and Nashville back-to-back, don't tell me Stamkos isn't going to light you up. And Phil might get his, but who's to say Tampa doesn't score four or five? I got Stamkos at another 235.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Nashville, they're showing well. James Neal against Carlson. I do like Carlson, but if you're giving me a top-line forward on one of the hottest teams in the league against Carlson, who, you know, the points are there sometimes, mm-hmm. I'm going to take James Neal. And finally, Kopitar against Staal. I know Eric Staal is playing better of late, but you can just get shut out any night when LA is at home, which they are. I'm going to take Kopitar to beat Staal, hoping that Johnny Quick shuts the door. Four selections, $610 on a $20 ticket.
And both of your picks are like 6-inch putts.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
They do. They feel like 6 inches. I've got about an 8-footer. I got about an 8-footer. But
you've never seen him putt, though. That's the problem.
Tee shots like, not a problem.
I've got room to talk. That's how you play pools and props. We do it every Thursday morning, and then we count our money. Everybody always kind of on Monday. How did you do on your prop picks, or how'd you do in the pools? I never respond because it's not important. It's about
if you say you won, it's just bragging.
That's
well,
right.
My father always said, "Don't talk about money. It's rude, son." So when you have your winnings, no, we're not going to rub it in your face.
Exactly.
Just go get your own money.
There you go. Thanks, Scotty. Enjoy Minnesota, would you? Take
care,
pal.
Go Vikings.
There you go. Take care, man.
I'm on the way out. Skol Vikings. Let's win this game. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Scotty.
They're
going to
need
Taylor.
All the cheering they can get.
Yeah. Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
Where are we at now? We got it's 9:21.
Answer if you want. Boom.
Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to?
No, just
because we got Jason Lack and Forrest standing by. We'll do the NFL stuff.
Right, well, I suppose if we're gonna get those poolies all warm inside and fuzzy and tingling and heading to their sports like retailers, we should fill them with NFL knowledge. Then.
Do you want to do some point spread? You want to do a little NFL?
I don't mind looking at some
point
NFL
spread.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's take a look here. First glance.
Here's what I'm gonna do, and I think we can agree on this one right off the bat. Chargers at home, favored by 5.5 against the St. Louis team that already this season has beaten St. Louis, San Francisco, Seattle, San Francisco, and now the Denver Broncos. Chargers are reeling, and you get 5.5 points. San Diego can still win this thing, and you get the pick. Can we agree on taking St. Louis in the points?
For sure.
Okay. So
give
that's
me some points.
Point. 5.5 points to work with St. Louis in that pass rush against the worst O-line in the NFL. Sounds like free money.
It does.
Anything jump
sure
out at
does.
You?
Cardinals
are getting 6.5 in Seattle. That could be a tight game.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting 6.5, aren't they?
That's a full touchdown, and Arizona is the best team by record in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They won in Seattle last year, I believe, as well.
The Eagles by 10.5. Like, I know Tennessee's no good.
Yeah.
But that's a touchdown plus field goal plus more. They could win by 10, and you're still in good shape if you had the Titans. Sometimes you overlook getting the points.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, what about Green Bay? 9.5 in Minnesota.
They're going to cover that. The way they're going, I mean, Philadelphia is a good team, and they roasted them on the weekend. I don't think turf is that much of an issue. Minnesota is not dynamic at anything. Defense is okay, but come on. Aaron Rodgers, the way he's clicking right now? You agree with that?
All right.
Covering the 9.5?
It's a big number. It's a big one, but we'll take it.
But for these guys, I mean, they're putting 50 up a week, it seems. Where are you at on the Bears and the Bucks?
I think the Bears are going to roll.
Do you?
I know they're no good, but I think they're going to roll. But 5.5, I don't like it. The one I don't mind is the Texans by 2.5. I think they win by a field goal at home.
They got, who are the Texans?
Cincinnati, the Bengals. They got Clowney back.
Yeah.
They're going to have Arian Foster back. J.J. Watt's doing everything. And they've got Mallett at quarterback, not Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. If you're going to have a little insulation blanket or something to make you feel cozy, it's probably betting against Andy Dalton. He's just been a tire fire this season.
All right. So we'll take Texans by 2.5. Green Bay to cover the 9.5. We have the Rams covering.
Getting 5.5.
We need another game or two. Another game or two here.
San Fran's going to crush Washington. They're just a mess right now. Like, they got routed by the Bucks last week. And Robert Griffin III, according to his head coach, doesn't know whether it's a one-step drop or a three-step drop. I mean, Jay Gruden just absolutely lit them up. Players are not happy. This is fire the coach bad football.
But here's my thing. I've lost almost every time
on the Skins
that I've gone with. That I've gone with the Niners.
Okay,
I've taken them. To cover
and
on both sides.
Here's the beauty of the old sports like point spread.
Uh huh.
You want to do some CFL? Hamilton favored by 3.5. Calgary favored by 7.5.
Can we combine
sure can on
sports
on
this?
Spread, yeah. This isn't a
you can only make, I don't think you can. I think you got to make only one sport.
Come on now.
Like you're doing one sport with your spreads.
Don't believe that to be true.
Well, try it. Do you have the website up?
Yeah, I got it. I just clicked on, you can do it. No problem at all. Otherwise, how could you do CFL? There's only two games.
Spread.
So you try and put the other,
it's through, it's
the
in there.
Check mark in there.
It's working.
Well, did you do CFL?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, CFL.
Oh, okay. I tried to put a hockey one in.
No. I'm talking...
It only lets you do one sport.
I mean, Montreal, the way they're playing football, why wouldn't you take 3.5 in Hamilton? They can still lose the game and you've won. Montreal has been, the second-best team in the CFL second half of the year? I know it's the East.
I don't like betting CFL. I don't like doing CFL spreads. I have not had a lot of luck at it. If you would like to put it on, but this is our ticket. We need to agree.
Spread.
So no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Do you think New England's going to run over Detroit?
What's the spread there?
7.5.
That's in New England, yes. Yes. If it was in Detroit, I would not. But they're at home. You get a little bit of weather. Detroit won't know what to do. We'll agree on that one. There's 4.
All right. And he's getting 14.5. So did we take 7, the Patriots?
Yeah, we did. So we got New England,
right.
Green Bay, Houston, and Seattle, and St. Louis,
Rams.
Excuse me. Yeah. You don't want to touch Arizona, Seattle, do you?
Well, which way are you going?
I just think you get 3 points with Arizona, and Seattle's been blowing out no one this year.
Sure.
So we could
take
Arizona
6.5.
And the points. Yeah, and then, hey, heck, they're the better team on a neutral site. Maybe they do win this thing.
All right, so we're going to take that's 5 games. If we were to throw down, you know, me and you, we're both throwing in dough, right?
Yeah.
Let's say it's a
green one each. You want $50?
$50. Let's do 25 each.
$800. $400 each.
What are you going to do with your 400?
Well, like I said, not going to talk about money. It's just rubbing
people's
face.
So fair enough.
You know, if I show up with some jewelry and I don't usually wear jewelry next week, just read between the lines.
Yeah, gotcha. Let's go and get a break in here, because when we come back, we'll talk in depth about the National Football League with our insider Jason Lacanfora, and we have got 9:27. Yeah, we've got what you want to talk about. We're going to have enough time for it today, as it turns out. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details. Sportsnet 960's NFL insider Jason Lacanfora is brought to you by Shanks. Thursday night football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South as the Oakland Raiders take on the visiting Kansas City Chiefs. Featuring 495 Bud Light Draft, Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
Morning, Jay. We'll jump right in. I noticed reports already swirling this morning. It's been a busy week for LeGarrette Blount after being unhappy with his number of touches with the Steelers on the weekend. He decided to leave the field a little bit early and then wanted to leave the locker room early, then was cut and apparently maybe has found a new home as early as this morning.
Yeah, I reported a little while ago he's signing a two-year deal with the Pats. So it's kind of another win-win for Bill Belichick. You know, obviously they're down a running back in Jonas Gray. Has stepped up the last few weeks, but they want to pound the ball when the weather turns. They want to pound the ball on the ground and be very balanced in December and January, and they hope February. So this gives them another back like Jonas Gray in terms of size and bruising ability. He knows their scheme and system. He was there in the past, and they get him cheaply. He clears waivers, so his old contract's gone. The Steelers pay him for the rest of the year, and then the Patriots basically get him for 2 years at the veteran minimum plus incentives. He's pretty fresh because he hadn't played much for the Steelers, and he's obviously motivated because he just cleared waivers. So if anybody else really wanted him, that, you know, they could have had him. So it'll be an interesting experiment. I think it'll be fine for the Pats. It's a little bit of security and insurance, and somebody who this time last year was just starting to come into a more prominent role for them, and obviously had some big games in through the playoffs. So I'm not surprised, and it certainly makes sense. If he's just a bit part player this year, then fine. And if they need him, he'll be there.
And like you said, there's that familiarity with what Belichick does. Like you say, it's just another break for the Patriots. You wonder how it happens sometimes, but things all come together. So New England, 6 straight wins, 8-2. Hard to believe there was at any point this season where people wondered if Brady had anything left or if the Patriots were done. They now add another weapon, just the rich get richer.
I mean, and again, look, I don't know that LeGarrette Blount's going to be a difference maker. I don't know that he has to be. But it is just, you know, somebody else they can tap on the shoulder and say, go get us a couple of yards here, you know, here and there. But again, if anybody else wanted this guy, you know, he was making, what, $1 million? So if somebody wanted to pay him $250,000 for the rest of the year and pick him up on waivers, they could have. I mean, let's look, New England's got, what, the second-best record in the NFL? So,
yeah.
You know, there was 30-some teams ahead of them in the waiver draft. Nobody took them, and they were able to sign them for as cheaply as they want.
Arizona-Seattle. We'll jump right to Sunday afternoon. The obviously, the Carson Palmer era looks to be over this season for Arizona. They keep rolling, and Seattle at home, where they love life. I know that this has not been the season that the Seahawks wanted, but at 6-4, coming off of a loss, this is a huge one for them at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to win the division if they lose this football game. I mean, they're not going to make up 4 games in the final 5 weeks of the season or whatever. That's not going to happen. So it is must-win for them. Seattle's probably got to run the table in the rest of their NFC West games. You know, if they do that, you know, then they might be okay. But if they don't, they're probably done. I just – the injuries really have started to mount for Seattle. I mean, no Max Unger. When he went down last week, their star center, that game really changed. They had difficulty running the ball. Without him in pass protection has been an issue as well, given how many other injuries they've suffered on the offensive line. They've really needed Russell Wilson to scramble and design runs and stuff outside the pocket, taking off quite a bit. And that's taken away a little bit from their passing game, but the struggles of their passing game have led to Wilson having to run so much in the first place. So that's almost a chicken and the egg type deal. I just don't know. I don't know. Arizona just refuses to lose. Injuries don't seem to matter to them. And it's hard to pick against them. I really felt like last week Detroit was going to be in a position to out-physical them a little bit. And certainly they met them in the physicality department. But a couple of calls, a couple of breaks were really the difference in the game. And, I mean, Arizona held Detroit to 6 points. So you just have to tip your cap to them. And I think Seattle will have difficulty moving the ball on them. And Stanton, I mean, he's got to improve his accuracy a little bit, but he just has a way of making those two or three big plays in a game that, as good as they play defense, can be the difference.
Jason Lacanfora is our NFL insider for Shank Sports Grill right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Jay, just wanted to take a look at some of the races here for the wild cards. We're now at the juncture of the season where you can start to see some battles really developing. First, with the AFC West, this looked like it was going to be Denver running away, but Kansas City's now tied with them. Let's expect they win against Oakland. What do you see in the AFC West with San Diego, Denver, and KC still theoretically all in the hunt for that division?
I really think KC is the team to watch. You know, they kind of control their own destiny here. They played Denver in a week from, you know, in whatever, week 13. If they can just take care of business tonight, which I'm not going to give them that game because they just beat Seattle. They've got this, you know, battle for the division title looming in 9 days against Denver. This is an Oakland team that hasn't won in over a calendar year. They're very easy to look past. And if they do, they're still an NFL team and they can bite you in the butt. But assuming the Chiefs find a way to take care of business tonight, they're now going to be very well rested to take on a Denver team that seems to be hemorrhaging right now. And Kansas City might be in position to beat them up a little bit. I like, you know, what the Chiefs have going on. They need to expand their passing game a little bit, but Jamaal Charles has really come on the last 3 or 4 weeks. The offensive line is held together, and we know they can beat your quarterback up on the other side with Tamba Hali and Justin Houston and some of Dontari Poe. So they're a formidable team. They don't beat themselves. You know, they kind of take on that persona of Andy Reid, which is not a whole lot of talk, not a whole lot of bluster, just kind of save it for Sundays. And I think they're going to be a tough out.
I really do.
They've restored their home field advantage at Arrowhead and really have that fan base back behind them again after a couple of years where things were a little bit divisive. I think they can win that division. I truly do. I have serious concerns about the Denver Broncos right now, and they're in a stretch of games where they've played a lot of physical defenses this year, even some of the ones that they beat up on, like the Jets. But Manning really got thrown around a little bit the first half against the Raiders. The Rams were all over him. He's had 3 straight weeks where, for the better part of the game, he has not looked right. He's been sensing the rush even when it's not there. He's not setting his feet. He's short-arming some passes. He's sailing others. Because I think he's worried about getting hurt. He doesn't trust his backs in pass protection. He does not trust his offensive line right now. You watch these games, go back and look at the film, you'll see it for yourself. Now he's got a stretch where it's Miami, Kansas City, and Buffalo, 3 of the best defensive fronts in the NFL, who all can get after the passer from both the interior and the outside. If he can't step up and feel like he can put his whole body into throws, because at this stage of his career, that's what he has to do to launch the ball 40, 50 yards downfield, then it's all dink or dunk. And when it's all dink or dunk, we saw New England, we've seen other teams do this, you'll just squat on that stuff, and eventually the receivers will get their heads knocked off, and you're going to keep going 6, 7 yards a time, and it's very hard to score that way in this league without that explosive element. So I'm very interested to see how they hold up these next 3 weeks. I think Denver's in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, and you mentioned Miami, Kansas City, and then Buffalo. If you lose 2 of those 3 games, it's not crazy to think that over the course of 3 weeks you could fall out of a bye into out of the playoff picture because over half the conference has 6 wins already.
Well, and if you lose Peyton Manning for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever, and Brock Osweiler plays, I mean, I don't care how many weapons they have on offense, that's a tremendous – I just think keeping him healthy and keeping him – from experiencing any kind of bumps and bruises or issues that are going to dog him through the playoffs is paramount for them. And I think they're going to have a very – as they're presently constituted, going up against a couple of these defense and some of these defensive coordinators, I think the way Greg Williams attacked him in particular last week, you'll see a lot of teams trying to mimic that. And I think they'll have some success doing it. I mean, this is going to be a team that may have to start really max protecting, running the ball a lot. But then again, the guy they like in the run game, Hillman, is hurt. And Ball can't stay healthy. This Anderson kid, we'll see, but can he get it done in pass protection? I don't know that Julius Thomas is going to play this week. It's not a long-term injury, but he may not play this week. Sanders still has to pass a concussion test. Wes Welker is not really a factor anymore. I mean, this is the end for him. As much as we talked about all these weapons, you take Sanders and Thomas out of there, that's a very different football team. You just double Demaryius. And you dare Peyton to get the ball 20 yards downfield on you if he can. And I don't think, with that group of guys around him, I don't think he would or could.
We're chatting with Jason Lackhead for our NFL Insider on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Lube City Express Oil Change featuring Mobile One. Warranty approved, a change for the better. The other division I'm absolutely fascinated by is the AFC North. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, all six wins. What's happening?
What's happening is they get to play the NFC South, and that's where they've done their damage. I mean, I think the NFC South has only like 8 or 9 wins outside of its division, and the AFC North are like 17-7-1 outside their division, mostly because they've gotten beat up on the AFC South and the NFC South. So, you know, we'll see. That series of games are almost over. So, you know, Baltimore is at New Orleans Monday night. That's a big crossover game. You know, does New Orleans actually lose 3 straight at home? It's hard to think they could. They haven't done it in a decade, but you never know. You know, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh still play twice, so those games will obviously be significant and could possibly settle that division. And I think the wheels are falling off in Cleveland a little bit. We'll see how much the return of Josh Gordon can help. Cleveland and Baltimore play week 17. You know, does that determine who's in the wild card and who's not? I mean, the beautiful thing in the AFC is everybody plays everybody. There's head-to-head tiebreakers all over the place because, you know, Kansas City is playing San Diego and Miami, and Buffalo is playing Cleveland and, you know, San Diego, and, you know, Baltimore still has to play Houston, Cleveland, Miami, and San Diego. So it's not going to take an abacus and, you know, advanced math degree to figure out these tiebreakers. It's going to be who beats who in these head-to-head games that matter so much. So really the AFC playoffs have started because, you know, there's certain teams. New England's going to win that division. Indianapolis is going to win that division. But even a team like Houston, I'm very intrigued by right now. They got Clowney back. Arian Foster should be back this week. They look much different, much more potent, much more alive offensively with big arm Ryan Mallett under center. I think they're kind of a dangerous team. And again, they still have, you know, they beat Cleveland last week. They still have, they still get to play the Colts one more time, and they're only one game behind the Colts now. Baltimore comes to them in a couple of weeks. So they could be a factor in this thing as well.
It's fascinating in the AFC. Just over half the conference is still in this thing. So I appreciate the insights there, Jay. We'll do it again next week. I'm sure there'll be tons to talk about. And there may be even more fog in the AFC. Who knows?
You never know. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
That is Jason Lackhead for our NFL Insider. Sorry, Boom.
That's right. It's all right. We're just both very excited about it.
So keen.
That's Jason Lackhead for right there.
Can right there. It? That was Jason Lackhead for
That was... Woo! That was Jason Lagenfour. Tonight, Oakland, Kansas City. Keep your kids away from the television. But we ordinarily would have it, but we're going to do that Flames game tonight instead.
So you're
going to do the Flames and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Your story.
You have to make other plans.
The TV story tonight, Boom, is this: you've got Habs Blues on City TV, Flames Blackhawks on Sportsnet Flames. Regular old Sportsnet West has got that Thursday nighter. And you've also got Capitals and Avalanche on 360 in an interesting matchup. Good night in the NHL, actually. A lot of action going on.
There you go. We will wrap it, as always, with what you want to talk about. Questions, thoughts, comments, whatever you need. We will broach those subjects when we come back with what you want to talk about as we take it home here on your Thursday morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
La Quinta, California. For no reason. Why? Why not? Tonight, Flames and Hawks. Why? Why not?
Well, it's on the schedule. You have to do that.
Well, it's, you know. But why not?
It's a good
point. Seems like the right thing to do, right? Just do it. You know, if you want to buy a... If you want to buy a Trans Am with T-tops, do it. Just do it.
Don't even ask your wife. Just go
just,
ahead and
yeah,
do it.
Just do it. I probably shouldn't do it, right?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Then you're going to moan about, you know, where's the money coming from? I'm going to Vegas. Now I can't go.
But I really want to do it.
Right. So you have
really
to have enough money for the things you're spending money on.
Yeah, I don't have enough of that.
Otherwise, your kids won't eat or the bank will take your house from you.
Well, I don't want that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you can do is save, and that's... When you accumulate money you're not using, and then you can use it on future purchases, like, let's say, a new house.
Well, there is
down
no
the road.
Yeah, there's no money that I'm not using, and I'm really bad at accumulating anything. So
you're not saving?
No.
Okay.
No. It's in and out very quickly, week by week.
Sorry, check to check, I believe they say on the lending.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, why don't we, just for fun, just do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do what you want to talk about. Just because. I mean, why not?
Talk about. Talk about. Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
All right, buddies, it is What You Want to Talk About, 960-960 on the mobile phone. We can, whatever it is you feel you need to get off your chest, by all means, send it through, and we will get to it right here with What You Want to Talk About. And we're going to really limit a certain topic on the show today. We're really going to limit that sort of thing that we seem to have gotten into over the last few weeks. Not today. Hey, Boomer, what does Warner do when you're working the last hour of the show? Well, to be honest, he was just in the hot tub outside, and now he's sitting on a deck chair reading a book out in the sun.
Shirt or no shirt?
Oh, no shirt.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Here, just hang on. I'm going to take my, because I've got a long cord for the microphone here. I'll see if I can get out there. I'm going to have to take my headphones off, though. Just hang on one sec. I can maybe, I wonder if I can get over all the way with this cord. I've extended it. I can get outside. Hey, people want to know what you're doing when I'm doing the last hour of the show.
Bettering myself.
You're reading a book?
Yeah.
How's the sun?
Can you leave me alone?
Do a cannonball. Come on. Just splash in the pool. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. It'd be funny. Do it. I'm going to stand here till you do it. Come on. Come on.
This is live radio.
Do a cannonball.
Let's go.
You're laying on a towel. What do you mean you don't have a towel? There's a towel in that chair and there's one underneath you. Just jump in. It'd be great. People talk about it forever. Come on. You're no fun. You're an old man. You'd bug me about being an old man. I would jump in, but I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing the show right now. We're live. Come on. Retro. Oh, there you go. So that's what he's doing.
You said he was trying to better himself, and he asked you
he's
to go away.
Back inside. I'm that sorry, guys. I tried to get him to do the. Tried to get him. Yeah, I got you. I got you again. He's no fun, is he?
No. Bettering myself. Please go away.
Yeah. Rhett Reeds. What is it? Cat in the Hat. That's not nice. Listen to me, dude. He's an amazing reader. I hate to admit it.
A lot of these guys are. They got all that time on the planes and charters and buses. Keeps your mind off the hockey. I know a lot of hockey players you wouldn't think, and they're just ripping through books.
I bought Malarchuk's new book. Well, we were at the Calgary Airport. He buys a book.
Yeah.
He was done it in 2 days.
Wow.
I have the Malarchuk book. I'm like slowly getting through it. He read it in like a day. We had to go yesterday to buy more books for him. It drives me crazy. How does that guy well read?
He fits in Palm Springs, eh?
God. Anyway, back to this. It is what you want to talk about. Boomer, the only thing you're good at accumulating are the pounds. That's great. Can we just put Setoguchi on waivers? Well, I don't think you can because he's playing tonight.
Yeah.
You got to play him. You got to play him. I can picture Boom pumping the Coney hatch with the T-tops down. So can I. You want to know what the best thing about this car? Because, again, I brought it up earlier. There's a car I want to buy. I'm not going to buy it, but I'd really like to buy it. The best thing about this car, Pinder, it's got an 8-track in it.
Oh, gosh.
It's got an 8-track. They kept the original thing in it. Oh, I'd be so happy.
Playing monkey bars, just full blast.
T-tops out.
Corey Hatch.
The sun glistening off my bald spot.
Coney Island, whatever that band's name is.
Nah, shush. Get the sunglasses on. Yeah!
We are playing in the monkey bars!
When it comes to the...
All right.
Look out.
Boomer, you and Fred are still friends, right? Yeah. Yeah, we've had a good time. It's been fun. All things have to end, however. Is there a Costco in Palm Springs? Nice. Boomer, why is Pinder asking if Warner's wearing a shirt or not? That's creepy.
It's not creepy. I don't know what you have to deal with. I saw that picture of him watching the game the other night. He was in a massage chair.
Yeah.
Massage table, whatever you call those things. You had to deal
with that.
Happened
again last night. Happened again. Called her in again last night.
That's
impressive.
Interesting.
Hey, Boomer, after leaving your wife alone with the kids, after you vacation without her, you should surprise her by driving up in a Trans Am. She'll love you forever. See, that's what I'm thinking. I think she'd be happy for me. It's like, good, you did something for you. You work very hard, and it's a lot of hours, and you get up early, and we're doing what we do. It's great that you've finally done something for you.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, all right. Ebbs for Hiller. Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
the teams love dealing. Yeah.
Yeah,
I totally want to put the guy in division.
They definitely trade Eberle for Hiller. Great call.
Yeah, good text.
According to the paper, Greg Chase got traded for on-ice issues. Please elaborate.
He had stated he was not going to play. I want to trade. And they moved him for Keegan Kanzig, the we're-not-sure-how-tall-he-is massive defender the Flames drafted in the third round a couple of years ago. A little swaparoo with the Victoria Royals, and the Hitmen get themselves a shutdown defender.
Yeah.
I know you were really hung up on guys' heights, so I wanted to
mention
that.
Yeah, I know. I really am. Boom, get the car. You could be like the Mr. Lube Turn Me Loose guy.
You totally are that guy.
I could be.
Oh, my gosh.
His
poor wife rolling her eyes just...
I'm trying to remember.
Very peacefully trying to coexist.
I think that was like a Firebird or a Trans Am, but it was like a 60s, I think. Or it was a Camaro. Either way, I would love that car. Is Johnny Gaudreau the fastest skater in the NHL? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's no one faster.
One thing I've noted with him, Boom, watch him skate the next game. He never strides in a straight line. He's always crossing over left and right, just weaving. Like a skier would go down a hill. It's really subtle. Watch it. You'll never watch him the same way. It's unbelievable how he skates.
Well, it was like how Warner skated, except for him, it was because his knees and ankles couldn't hold up. he was kind of teetering one way and then the other and then the other.
Yeah, and Warner would stride twice a shift. Gaudreau was about 150, but very similar otherwise.
Boomer ruined this edition of What You Want to Talk About. I'm sorry, what did I do? I tried to get Warner to jump in the pool for you. You'd have loved it, but he's no fun.
People were wondering about traffic bridges and how your back's feeling.
Oh, is that how I did it?
Yeah, I think that's what you did there.
Well, let's get into it then. If that's what makes everybody happy, if that's what this is all about, then
my eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight.
Yep, good. No, don't turn it down. Keep it going. For sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just catch my check and drive right home to you. Because maybe all my life I will be driving home to you.
Boomer's eyes are getting weary. His calves are getting tight. He's sitting here in traffic on the Calf Road Bridge tonight. Nice. Yeah. See, they even brought in the... even brought in the kind of tie in there that was really, you know, really nice. When will we see you in the sequel of Here Comes the Boom? Did you shoot Paul Blart 2 when you were in Vegas earlier this summer? Would Kevin James get the car? Yeah.
You have man boobs.
Why am I laughing at that? All right, fellas, we got to... Hey, Boom, do you still get paid for all the King of Queens reruns? All right, let's call it a day, shall we?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah. Have a good day, buddies. We'll talk to you tomorrow. By then it'll be Friday, and we will have the Hawks and Flames game to look back upon as well. A big night in the NHL. Lots going on. Another day closer to the West Final, and we'll be looking forward to it. Of course, in case you missed it, tons of fun on a Friday as always.
Have
Elliot
fun
Friedman,
at the game tonight,
Stephen
though,
Front.
Would you?
Yeah. What did I say earlier?
12%.
12% chance?
Where are you at now?
It's about 8. 8%.
Oh, dear.
But I'm saying there's a chance. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Get the fuck out of here.